thing that rocks.
All right, good morning. 6:37, we'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit.
Scotch.
In just in a little sketch.
Scotch.
Oh, you scotch guy?
I
don't think so. You're not classy enough. You're not classy enough.
Oh,
for
scotch. Yeah. Like,
any guy who quotes Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore as much as you is not a scotch guy.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not a scotch guy.
You know what, though? My buddy came over last night and he brought over. He's like, dude, it was like a $75 bottle of whiskey. It was 133 proof.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he was sipping on it in a little glass. He's like, try a little bit, man. Yeah. I'm like, all right, this is probably the closest thing to 151, you know, that I've drank in, you know, since 151. Yeah. It was actually pretty smooth.
Yeah.
But dude, you felt it the whole way down.
Yeah.
Like your throat, your esophagus, your stomach.
It's a sipping one. You're not sitting there, pow, pow,
yeah,
pow.
Well, yeah. he put ice in it, too, and, like, the ice stayed at the bottom of the cup.
Was it like a big ice, one of those ones that doesn't melt as fast so you don't water it down?
No.
See, I have this ice maker and it makes a ball of
the
ice.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't water the whiskey down.
We had those for a while. Yeah. Those are actually pretty neat. You know, also what we need to get is whiskey stones.
Whiskey stones?
Yeah, you know what, whiskey stones?
Yeah, they're cold stones and you put them in that way you don't water down your whiskey.
Yeah.
Fancy,
man.
All right, anyway, let's do rock news, I guess.
What?
I don't know, we started at whiskey.
We get talking about booze, man.
That's true. We could go on forever.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown will take part in the 12th annual Washington, D.C. Out of the Darkness Community Walk on Saturday. The event benefits the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And a preview clip for Bohemian Rhapsody depicts Brian May teaching his Queen bandmates, including a skeptical Freddie Mercury, "We Will Rock You," then segues into an arena performance of it. I cannot wait for this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it looks so good.
If
you're a music fan at all, you're going to have to check this out. Lastly, unfortunately, I have to end rock news on a sad note. Godsmack have postponed their European tour after Tony Rombola's son died unexpectedly last week. Joe Frey, Faye, 34 years old, and the cause of death has yet to be revealed. The tour, which was set to start on October 29th, will be rescheduled for next year. Sully Erna said in a statement, quote, "Joe was one of the kindest and most humble guys I'd ever met, and most importantly, he was a fan. Just like all of you, he literally lived the success of Godsmack through his dad. He was always so excited and proud just to be around all of us, and we will miss him deeply. And we await more information on how this happened. We humbly ask that you respect Tony and his family's privacy as they take time to process and heal." Man, 34.
How old was he?
34.
Oh, 34.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, young. So we'll wait and see what happens at this point, but unexpected, and now the tour at this time has been postponed until further notice.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Thoughts and prayers out to Tony's family. Definitely a heartbreaking thing. That's your rock news. We'll be back.